We took him home that night. We got him to go by telling him that his father had bought a silver-mounted rifle and a pair of moccasins for him, and we were going to hunt bears the next day. It was just 12 o'clock when we knocked at Ebenezer's front door. Just at the moment when I should have been abstracting the $1,500 from the box under the tree, according to the original proposition, Bill was counting out $250 into Dorset's hand. When the kid found out we were going to leave him at home, he started up a howl like a callipee and fastened himself as tight as a leech to Bill's leg. His father peeled him away gradually, like a porous plaster. "How long can you hold him?" asks Bill. "I'm not as strong as I used to be," says old Dorset. "But I think I can promise you 10 minutes. "Enough," says Bill. "In 10 minutes, I shall cross the central, southern, and middle western states and be legging it trippingly for the Canadian border." And as dark as it was, and as fat as Bill was, and as good a runner as I am, he was a good mile and a half out of Summit before I could catch up with him.